West Africa over the last few years have seen a number of elections, and we've also seen the consolidation of democratic culture in a number of countries. We can probably, you know, say Mali and Guinea-Bissau have been an aberration to the general trend, you know, that the West Africa, and for that matter, the continent has been experiencing over the last decade and more. You see, so ECOWAS is very much involved in trying to consolidate the democratic gains that we have made over the years in order to create the conducive environment for inward investment, for development, and all that, which is the core objective of ECOWAS, for example. You know, so we are going into Ghana with a 250-strong observer mission to monitor the conduct of the elections, to solidarize with the people of Ghana, and to assist to resolve any, you know, possible, tensions that might arise as a consequence of the elections that are scheduled to take place on the 7th of December. Ghana has been one of the best practice examples on the continent in the last few years in terms of the credibility of the, you know, the electoral processes and all that. And we need to build on that and then to let, you know, Ghana and a few other countries like, Sierra Leone, which just concluded its elections barely a week ago, countries like Cape Verde and even Nigeria in the last election, you know, to try to build a critical mass of best practices as far as democratic processes, electoral processes are concerned, and that they conform to regional, continental, and international norms and standards. You know, so that is the purpose of ECOWAS going, to Ghana, and it is within the framework of the Supplementary Protocol on Democracy and Good Governance, you know, which lays out the conditions under which ECOWAS must assist member states in the conduct of credible, transparent, free and fair elections, you know, in their countries.
Well, Dr. Musa, will the mission meet Electoral Commission officials in Ghana, as well as the participating political parties or the presidential aspirants themselves?
Absolutely. In fact, at the beginning of October, ECOWAS had already deployed, you know, dispatched a fact-finding mission to Ghana. During week time, the mission met with all the principal stakeholders in the electoral process, including government officials, the main political parties and their leaders, civil society organizations, and all other identifiable, you know, groups in Ghana that have something to contribute to the preparation. And the purpose of that was to assess the level of preparedness of the country for the elections and to identify any gaps that ECOWAS could help to resolve. We've done that, and it is based on that we are deploying this mission, which will be led by Chief Olusegun Obasanjo, the former president of Ghana, and supported by the former president of the interim government of Liberia, that is Professor Amos Sawyer. It will also include, very important personalities like the president of the ECOWAS Commission. We are going to have the chairman of the Independent Electoral Commission of Nigeria, Professor Tahiru Jega. We are also going to have Dr. Christian Atop, the chairperson of the Sierra Leone Electoral Commission, who just finished conducting, you know, quite an exemplary, election in Sierra Leone not long ago. These personalities will be interacting with the political parties again, with the independent, with the National Electoral Commission of the country, with the partners, with the media, and other groups, also to ensure, you know, that the elections take place in a very transparent, very credible, and a very peaceful atmosphere. And in the course of the election, we are not going to stop there. We are going to monitor the elections throughout the 10 regions of the country. We'll come out with a declaration immediately after the elections, and we'll be on hand to resolve any post-electoral issues, you know, that arise. You know, in Africa, elections are usually characterized by post-electoral disputes. And the way you manage them, you know, determines how, you know, the elections are going to be accepted by all the various parties and also ensuring peace and security in the region. So we are there as observers, and we are also there as mediators in that. And that is the double role of ECOWAS, to solidarize with the people, to monitor the conduct of the elections, and also to help resolve any issues that may arise out of the process.
What are the expectations of ECOWAS ahead of Ghana's election?
Oh, yes. Look, like I said earlier on, Ghana has shown that it is able to conduct very credible, internationally acceptable elections over the years. Since 1992, they've had very competitive elections in the country that have led to alternation of power from one party to the other. And we need to build upon that. Ghana's elections have always been very competitive. The difference between the winner and the loser, it's razor thin. It, you know, they're less than about 2% in many cases. In the last elections, it was just a matter of a few thousands of votes, you know, that separated the winner and then the loser. But the loser accepted, you know, defeat with grace, and the winner also, you know, accepted his victory in magnanimity. You see, so we need to build upon that culture, that elections are not an end in itself. Elections are there to, you know, to be able to remove governments that are not able to perform, and then they put alternatives in their place. And that elections are only a precursor to development. So they don't end there. And we want this democratic culture to usher in development, you know, programs, which made up of about 60% of the population in West Africa. It's just made up of young people up to the age of about 35. Unemployment is a major threat to the peace and stability in the region. And we want governments to transform electoral victories into development dividends by developing infrastructure, by ensuring youth employment, by ensuring national reconciliation, and creating harmony and unity so that the real work of development can take place. You know, so we are at the very stage now, we are building a democratic culture. Elections are becoming more and more of a norm in the region, and we need to build upon that. But they mustn't end there. Elections must also be, you know, something like an instrument for development, you know, in the country. And then to have a system in which our leaders are chosen in a transparent and predictable manner. You know, and that is a departure, you know, of West Africa and Africa in general from the experiences of the late 70s, of the 70s and the 80s that we have today. We are moving towards a new era, and we need to build it. And electoral processes are very critical to this. Also, considering the fact that almost all conflicts in West Africa, and indeed in the continent, have been triggered by badly managed elections. And that is why we see elections are very critical to our regional integration efforts.